everyone. Oh my god, I just feel like I shouted. But hi guys, it's the SNM podcast, meaning Stephanie No More About You or Say No More. Welcome back to another episode, another banger episode, and I'm so excited to do this again. And I'm with somebody who is apparently supposed to be famous on Twitter, but people don't know that he's my neighbor. I'm just gonna let him tell us his name and any other thing he wants to say to us.
Hello guys, SNM podcast. This is the guest of honor, you know. Is Orer. Do you know her? This is Orer. Yeah, I'm very honored to be here. I'm sure Stephanie is very honored to have me here. You get? Because I'm that guy. You get? Yeah. Back to Stephanie.
It's so weird that you're calling me Stephanie, because people who know me don't call me Stephanie. People who know me call me Norma.
I thought Stephanie was the outside name. I didn't want to shame you. Calling you Norma outside, because we call you Stephanie outside.
Everybody knows my name is Stephanie and my name is Norma. Don't talk over me because of the mic. But everybody knows that my name is Stephanie and my name is Norma. My younger brother also made this statement. He was like, he doesn't like to call me Norma outside of the house because he thinks I'm way too cool.
Exactly. I agree with you. I don't want to spoil your outside aesthetics, you get. Outside aesthetics. Now, the aesthetics in your name.
All right. So, quick question before we jump on to the next segment. If you're asked to describe yourself in 3 words, what are you going to say? Quick one. 3 words.
Smart. Tired. Hungry.
So that means I'm going to... So this episode, why I asked you that question is because it's an introductory episode. And I usually ask that to all my guests so that when they jump into an episode, the real segment, people already know what to... expect. So people should expect you to be hungry, tired, and smart, eh?
I agree. That makes sense. That's correct. Yeah.
So do you want to change that?
I can't think of anything to change it too. I think we're fine. Should be fine.
All right. We're gonna go on a quick break right now. Okay.
Yeah. Remove hungry and put honest. I think honest works. Or you can put vain. Yes. Because you will be expecting some. I think that works. Yeah. Remove hungry. Put vain.
All right. So we're gonna go on a quick break right now and we'll be back into the next segment. Don't go anywhere. Hi everyone, I'm just gonna make this quick, short and easy. Stop, you know, go to my social media right now. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, whatever it is, at Mbachi Stephanie, MbachiStephanie. Follow me right now. Follow me everywhere you find me. Just search for my name, Mbachi Stephanie, and follow me real quick. Then on my bio, you'll probably see a link. Click on that link, engage my short story, engage my newsletter, engage everything that I put out there, engage my articles right now. Do it right now. Please do it right now, real quick. Thank you. Love you. Enjoy the episode. To be honest, I don't know if this episode is very tricky or very I don't know what to call the episode, because like me, I'm such a dark humor type of person. There are people who are very sensitive, there are people who are very choosy with how they talk about stuff, but today I chose Orero because I just feel like Orero is a very vain person. Like when I see his tweets on Twitter, I'm just like, this person is just vain. Do you understand? So I just feel like he is a perfect fit for the conversation. So today we're talking about suicide. Trigger warning. We're talking about suicide. If you can't listen to this episode, please skip. I understand and I really appreciate you for even trying to listen. So we're doing suicide today. If it's something that you cannot listen, if you're going to have like post-traumatic syndrome, you understand, skip it. But Ororo, quick question. My guy said, man, quick question. When did you learn about the term suicide?
When did I learn about the term suicide? I always know what suicide means, you know. When you're young, and you have trauma, you have to know what suicide means, Even if you don't know the word, you have to feel it in your heart. You feel me? If you're somewhere deep down, you think, I think I should just throw myself downstairs, you get? That kind of thing. I'm going to be joking around because, you know, if it's too serious now, it's be boring. I got to joke around, you get? So don't be upset.
Exactly. So like I was saying, like we're such dark humor. I remember I was on this show and I remember they asked me about like how I sort of gained like popularity, and I was talking to them about a story, and I was like, oh, my father did not say anything because my father is dead. Like people, like the entire studio, there were about 10 of us in the studio, everybody went numb. They did not know if they should laugh or if they should say, Stephanie, that was too far. Like, I'm just such a dark humor person, and I also feel like Ororo is like that. But like, just to answer the question that I asked Ororo, when did you learn about suicide? I think suicide has been a pretty much, you know, popular term. I can't pinpoint when exactly I knew what suicide was, but at least maybe I was like 13, 14 when I understood like what suicide means for somebody to take their lives or whatnot. So next question for you. Do you know somebody personally who has killed themselves?
Personally, I do not know anybody that has killed themselves. To answer that question, I do not.
Okay, but do you know somebody who knows somebody that has killed themselves, or somebody you used to see on the timeline that you find out that the person killed themselves or whatnot?
Yeah, I've seen someone on the timeline that killed themselves. That was 2 years ago. Something happened. I won't say I knew the guy, but a family. I won't say familiar. You just know this person existed. You get like then we heard the story, stuff like that. Not to say the person, because I don't know the person personally. But yeah. That's it.
Okay. So next question. Is suicide selfish? Would you say suicide is selfish? Would you say suicide is fair? In like your own most honest opinion. Not like your opinion might matter, but like your own opinion at the end of the day.
Is suicide selfish? To break it down, selfish to whom? Like you're saying, if suicide is selfish, saying to the people around the person, if suicide, no, it was all of selfishness even me. So. Okay, if suicide is selfish, was that an act of selfishness? Okay, I do not think suicide is, I think that anyone who commits suicide, was thinking out with common sense, anyone that commits suicide does not have the time to think about selfishness. You get, like if you get to that point when you say, okay, I should be taking my life. You know, like nobody's thinking about selfishness. That's the last thing that should come to your mind. So, even if they're selfish or not, you could say they are selfish, but I don't even think that matters if they are selfish or not. You feel me? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
So, are you saying that when you hear of somebody's passing that resulted to suicide, the first question should not be, "Oh my God, what would their family say? Didn't the person think about their family?" The first question that we should ask them as observers is, what was the person going through? Like, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear that somebody has killed themselves? That's like the transition of what I'm trying to say. Like, are you thinking about like the person's family or the person's mental state?
I think if you are thinking about the person's family, you see that I don't like selfish. You feel me? If somebody kills themselves and you say, oh my god, what about his family? Oh no. Yeah, the one that is selfish. Yeah. Because the first thing that should come to your mind is why? Why? Why did he kill himself? And the funny thing is that, again, with common sense, it's not as if I'm stating facts. Common sense. But everything I say is true. Because I'm facts. Always facts. Yeah. So I feel like anybody, if someone commits suicide, is the people closest to that person. Those are the people that are meant to. You're not meant to be telling them sorry. You're meant to be asking them, do you know why? Because you're meant to know why. You get? If somebody goes that far, I think people close to them should know why. If perhaps now today I commit suicide, okay, just perhaps. So. I feel like the people around me, they are the ones you should question. You should not be telling them sorry. Don't tell them sorry. God forbid. God forbid. Let's say tomorrow I got off myself. Now I say, oh my God, oh, you okay? Okay. Oh my, I need to get the clothes. Don't do that to that person. No. I say, don't you know? Did you have an idea? Like, you're meant to be questioning that person. You're meant to be consoling that person. I think if you are close to someone, then you should at least know. I know sometimes people don't communicate, but at the bare minimum, they should at least be signs. So to answer that question, I think the first thing that should come to your head should be, why did the person do this? Not how does the family feel? Yeah.
Sorry about the background noise. As you can tell, we are all in the ghetto together. We are all in this alone together.
Why did they cast me now? Don't do that now. Don't do that.
So now why am I casting? But everybody's in the ghetto, whether you're in Lekki or in Abuja, you are shy in the ghetto. As long as you live in Nigeria, Nigeria is the definition of the ghetto. But like, I wouldn't want to answer if, okay, let me just be honest, answer. I wouldn't know. I've learned before now, I've learned to think suicide was selfish. Do you understand? Because if you had asked me this question like 4 years ago, I would have told you, yes, it's selfish. Like, what would happen to the mom? What would happen to all the time that they've invested in making sure that this person is a better human being? This person grows up to find a good job, you know, just to be a better version of themselves. And then you kill yourself. 2 years ago, if you had asked me the same question, I would have said, you have to think about the person and what the person was going through. Like, and how can we use that person, in quotes, I'm sorry if this may sound very vague, but like, how would we use that person to make sure that people become better? How would we use that person as a standpoint, as an example, to make sure that mental health is preached about and not just Twitter preaching about? Like, people are actually thinking about other people's mental health outside of the internet, or not just doing it for, oh, I have 10,000 retweets on this conversation. If you ask me now if I think suicide is selfish, I would say I don't know, because at the end of the day, like, I would feel like something, there's clearly failure, like something must have happened. Oh, what the fuck are you doing? You guys, let me tell you what Aurora is doing. Aurora is using this cornflakes cupboard, or what will I call it, too. What are you doing? Like, can you tell everybody like what you are doing with this cupboard?
I'm relaxing myself now. I'm relaxing myself. I was relaxing and I was playing with the cardboard. I was relaxing. Continue your story.
Because you're distracting me with this nonsense that you're doing. You're really distracting me. I wish this was a video podcast. Jesus, I wish this was a video podcast so that you people see what the fuck Aurora is doing. But like, if you ask me now what I think about the entire suicide situation, I would say it's failure at the end of the day. Like, life has failed that person. And I wouldn't want to comment on that, because I think about it from all angles, from, oh my God, from the religion angle, from like the friendship, because now I get to question, like, I try to question everything. Like, what must have happened for this to be the only option? Because there, you know, people say, oh, this is the only option, like suicide is, you know, when somebody dies, somebody say, was this the only option? This was not the only option. Like, you would have found God, or you would have spoken to friends. So when I hear that somebody has died, I try to evaluate everything. Like, their friendships, their relationships with God, their relationships with their family, school, life, work. There are just so many things that are going on in a person's life that could result to them killing themselves. But do you think the internet has influenced the topic on mental health? And if you think, in what way has the internet influenced suicide? Is it in a better way or a bad way? So here's the question again. Do you think the internet has influenced the conversation on suicide?
Yeah, I think the internet has influenced. Yeah, the answer is yes. Because I feel like before the internet, or before I became active on the internet, you know, when you're growing up, when you're suicidal, other persons, you think that, okay, you just think that suicide is not good, especially if you grew up in Nigeria. That's the first thing that comes to your mind. Suicide is not good. You don't try and consider the person's feelings. That person is going to a fire. Like, this is the way I was brought up. But internet gave me different perspective. You know, that thing about internet, you get different perspective and you choose what makes sense for you as you grow as a human being.
Okay. But do you think it has influenced the conversation around mental health and suicide in a good way? That's in a positive way or in a negative way?
The internet is both positive and negative. It just depends on what you want to take from it. You get it, like, it gives you information. It just depends. It gives you good information, it gives you bad information. It just depends on what you want to take from it. I feel like there are a lot of people that influence mental health, like, they educate positively. Let you know, like, you know, so years ago, not even, like, you don't know much about depression. You just think there's a word, sadness. But, you know, it's actually more deep-rooted. It's even clinical depression. Like, before internet, you won't really know much about that. But internet gives you that kind of education. But there's also the negative part of it, obviously. So, yeah.
Yeah, I would think personally, this is a very biased answer, but personally, I think the internet is such a negative thing. The only positive thing that the internet brings to humanity is promotion. You use the internet to promote yourself, your craft, your business, whatever it is. That's the only positive thing I think from that thing comes from the internet and videos of animals. Those are the only positive things you can see on the internet. The internet is so negative. Like, everybody there wants to be woke. Everybody there wants to have an opinion, a negative opinion. Everybody there is very unhappy. The only place you see happiness is on TikTok. Twitter is the worst place to think you want to go now and have a laugh. You have a laugh. I'm not even going to lie, but you're going to have a laugh in a very negative way. When you laugh, you will have to now question, God, am I sure I'm going to enter heaven? Like, Twitter will make you laugh, but you'll be scared that this is the end of your journey to the kingdom of God. But at the end of the day, like, you were saying that it has both the positive and the negative side, which I actually disagree. I can't even lie, because you go on the internet, you open Twitter, the first tweet you're seeing is, suicide is not a selfish act. People are really tired. Let them take their lives. That is not a tweet I want to be seeing. That is not a tweet I want to be seeing. How would I come on the internet and I'll see, let people who want to take their lives take their lives? What the fuck is that? Because if you put that kind of thing on Instagram, Instagram will flag it immediately. If you put that kind of thing on TikTok, TikTok will flag it. But you see Twitter, I feel like Twitter allows for nonsense to fly. Instagram will never let a post like that stay up, saying suicide is it should be fair that somebody wants to kill themselves, and you're putting it for a large number of people to see it. So imagine, for example, now you have 16,000 followers, or whatever amount of followers that you have, and you are tweeting as Orero, suicide is not selfish. Let people kill themselves if they want to kill themselves. You already have thousands of followers. Imagine you putting that, of course, it's your own thoughts, but imagine somebody else seeing that. And meanwhile, that person's idea could have changed when you say things will get better, or you can reach out to this, or you can do this. Like, why do people on Twitter feel like they need to be negative to an extent? They need to be more negative than they are positive.
It's not necessarily negativity. It's just being, it's more of realism than negativity. See, she said she's rolling her eyes. She's not believing me. See, when somebody says suicide is killing, what did you say again? It reminded me. There was one word. Suicide is something. Suicide is not selfish. Allow people to kill themselves. Yeah. I personally think that is not a wrong statement. No. I don't think that's a wrong statement. Like, you might say that, okay, the platform they are putting it out, the way exposing people to that kind of information might be dangerous. But fundamentally, I don't think that's a wrong statement. Because if you say, what's the opposite of suicide is... is not selfish, don't kill yourself. What's the opposite of that? That means suicide is selfish. What's the opposite of suicide is not selfish? Allow people to kill themselves. The opposite of that is suicide is selfish, don't kill yourself. That's also not helping anybody.
No, but you could word it in a better way. The instance that I gave is something that I can see. Like, give me 1 week, I'll find 2 tweets and I'll send it to you of somebody tweeting suicide is not selfish. Instead of tweeting that, why not be positive? What if you're the reason maybe 10,000 people saw your tweet and 3 people killed themselves because they saw that it's that?
Positivity is not always fact. Positivity is not always true. Telling someone that don't kill yourself, I feel like it does not help anybody. I won't say that it does not help anybody. Maybe it might help someone who is just someone that's looking for it. See, like, help is someone is looking for that kind of thing. Okay, I'm looking for a sign. Okay, don't kill yourself. Like, okay, that makes sense. But I think someone that is actually in the gutter, someone that is not okay, tweeting about suicide, I don't think that is, you think they are being positive, but you're not really helping anybody. You're not helping that person that is deep down in that bad position. You're just tweeting, person just saying it and just passing. But that person needs personal connection. He needs help from his friends. I don't think that always being positive, I don't think that actually helps anybody.
Okay, let's jump back to the environment of a person who ends up killing themselves. So we are looking at the family, the friends, the work life, the this. Do you think there is so much a person could do as a friend or a loved one or a family or a relationship or a boyfriend to stop a person from killing themselves? Are there ways you would advise that other people around a suicidal person should behave? So let's say you have a suicidal friend. As a friend, what would you do as a friend, and what would you want to advise other people to do as a friend around a suicidal person?
I cannot give you advice, for I am not a saint. I am a sinner man. But let me just tell you how, to answer that question, I will tell you how most people view it. Like, people have been I've been depressed before. The time I was down, bad, and depressed. And my guy is new. But, you know, even if I was suicidal at that point, I won't say I was suicidal, but even if I was suicidal, they wouldn't make that extra step. They just be like, ah, half our rope say you do okay. That's what you get. Don't say you do okay. Don't go kill yourself. Rope say you do okay. No, I'm telling you, that's how it was. That time, like, I left all social media and I was not on anything. So, oh, fuck, I'll say they okay. They'll just check up on you, but nobody, the truth is that nobody, I won't say nobody, I don't like generalizing. Most people don't go the extra step. You get. So, even if someone is, and you are even like your closest guy, your closest guy might not actually take that extra step. I'm just saying for guys, girls might be different. I feel like girls maybe they check up on each other more, but I feel like checking up is not always enough. If you, but that's what most people do, they will check up on you, but that is not always enough. I won't say that is enough to prevent it yet. So if you actually, if you as a human being, you want to prevent, like you want to be that kind of advocate for saving lives, you have to take the extra step. Checking up is not always enough. Now you do hope you're okay, hope you're doing well, like that. You have to take that extra step. Yeah.
What's the extra step, Orero?
Now extra step is I feel like personal connection, like physical. Like you have to know what exactly is happening. You have to be in that person's life. Like, it's not like that extra step is something that I don't think you should even do unless you're very close to that person, you feel me? I feel like not something that you should do unless you're very close to that person. That's why you need to take the extra step. Extra step is basically entering that person's life and knowing exactly what is happening, knowing the cause is of the person's situation. You have to know the cause of the situation. Know that, hope you're okay, what's happening? Take care. Like, you have to know the causes. You have to try and solve it. Those are the extra steps. You have to try and solve it, even if it's a family issue. Those are the extra steps. And you can't always take those extra steps unless you're very close to that person. You feel me?
I feel you. I actually feel you. Like, me personally, I'm a very secretive person. I am mad secretive. I will not tell you what is going on with me, except I feel like you can solve it. If you cannot solve the issue that is on ground, there's no need to tell you, because I don't want, first of all, I'm not the type of babe that expects sympathy or pity from people. So the minute I'm telling you something is because I expect that you're going to solve it, because I expect that you have a solution to it. I just want to make a quick joke before we move on, because obviously, like, the podcast is not a podcast without a little joke. You know, like, you mentioned depression, like, a few minutes ago.
Yes.
And I was just thinking about, like, how, like, to our parents or to the elderly ones, these things don't make sense. You know how, like, the Western world, they believe in depression, disorders, you know, Tourette's, what's the name of this one, ADHD, you know, all of these OCDs. In Africa, what do you think is the problem? Just for people to laugh, because this is already getting too serious. Why do you think our parents, they don't believe in all of those things, but they believe, you know, it's juju that they believe in. So the juju that they believe in, the Western world does not believe in that. Black people do, but like, white people don't really believe in juju or whatnot.
I just feel like it's lack of information. Let me tell you something. When I broke up with my ex, like,
you have had a girlfriend?
Yeah, shut the fuck up. when I broke up with my ex, you guys, I'm single in case you want to, you know. Exactly. When I broke up with my ex, that was a while ago, not too long ago. One day I was just not in the mood, and I was like, oh, really, I've been looking down. I said the heartbreak. I saw the guy started laughing at me. He started laughing at me. Hey, what do you know about heartbreak? What do you know? Who do you know you're dating? Okay, I was down bad, I'm telling you guys. It was bad. At that point, I was healing, so it was not really painful. But, like, when it first happened, like, I took 2 days. Or, like, I took a day off work just to cry. I swear to God, I just did cry. They watch him, American Dad, they try to cheer my own. I said, well, that, yeah, you know, it was very bad. Worst time of my life, exactly. Yeah. When I told my dad that one day I'm having a break, just they're laughing at me. You see, yeah. So they don't reason that thing. They don't reason that thing deep. You get that? That's where African parents are coming from.
Like, I'm asking, like, why would you, like, sit properly so that, yes, I don't stress. I'm asking, like, why would you think they are the way that they are. Like, they don't really believe in all of those things, but they believe that you must pray against your enemies in the church.
I just feel like it's lack of information he gets, because you know, nobody's educated. Even when you're young, even when they were young, nobody was telling them. When them said they were depressed, nobody was telling them that they are depressed. They're telling them go and pray. So like in their own minds, they're already depressed. Nothing like go and find God. God will heal everything, you get. So that's where them are coming from. That's the way them were wired. So they're trying to wire you that way. But we thank God they have the internet to unwire us. Everything they teach you, forget it, then you teach yourself again.
Word. Now you see, or you go on the internet, you before you scroll three tweets. Oh my God, I have OCD. Oh my God, the ADHDR, Abi, ASMR, all those things. You just be seeing as you are scrolling as a Nigerian. Like it becomes very shocking. Not shocking, just become very surprising to me, because like,
I feel like that ADHD stuff, I won't say the person's name, but like, I just felt like, you know, when you watch enough things, read enough books, you start getting symptoms. So like this guy, you just know how this guy did this, but like everyone was calling him Oludu. This guy doesn't savvy anything. But like from the way the person behaves, from what like just from the information you've gotten, like you said, you start diagnosing like this guy has ADHD, but nobody fucking knows. Like after I left secondary school, I could think this guy had ADHD, but nobody knew. You get?
Yeah, crazy. Another question: what's your thoughts on mental health? Like, what's your 2 cents on mental health?
2 cents on mental health.
Are you trying to clock? Yeah. Like, what's your opinion? Like, when you hear mental health, what comes to your mind? What's your opinion, your honest opinion on mental health? That's what I mean by 2 cents.
I feel like mental health is important, obviously. I feel like that's the most important thing. You know, you get peace of mind. I feel like that is the most important thing. Mental health, peace of mind. I feel like even above every other thing else, I feel like mental health is very important on a personal level. You get it? I feel like everybody should be selfish. You know, I don't think you should consider somebody else's mental health. No, that sounds wicked. That sounds wicked. But I feel like you shouldn't really. You should put your own mental health. But then put it like that. You should put your own mental health first. You get it? So you're not gonna be considering somebody else's mental health at the stake of your own. So you have to be a little bit selfish. So I feel like personal mental health is one of the things that above all. Yeah, that's what I think.
Okay, good. There are a couple of like mental health sites and whatnot. Do you think they've been... Stop trying to peep into my question book. Stop it. Oreru. Stop it. There are a couple of mental health site books. Do you think... Sites, rather. Do you think they've been helpful? Just yes or no? Because I have another joke that I want to crack.
I've never checked any mental health site or mental health book. I have no answers. I'm sorry. I'm a failure.
Wow. For real?
I've never checked any mental health site. No, nothing like that. I listen to that song, Shadow by Logic, that one 800 something. Is that part of it? That's part of the movement.
But that's for America. I think that's for the world. I think you just have to add the plus one.
Exactly. I jammed that song. I feel like I was a proud activist by jamming that song. You get like I was part of the movement. You get I jammed it a lot. You get, but I've never checked any mental health sites or stuff like that. No.
You're so silly. Because the reason that I asked is I don't know if you saw this. You always on Twitter. You sleep on Twitter. There was this babe that said that they had like a mental health group, about like 100 of them, but 90 of them have killed themselves. No, I'm so, you guys, I'm sorry, but like that humor keeps me going. When I saw that tweet, I remember I tweeted, I saw that tweet and I didn't engage it, because I don't engage things like that. If you know, I don't engage social media, but I see all. I'm like big brother. When I saw that tweet, I tweeted. I said, I just saw the most outrageous tweet that if I engage, I will lose followers. How would somebody come and say that?
I remember the tweet. It was suicide prevention group. We were in a group to prevent suicide. But like only 10% were remaining for.
You guys, how can you be in a group to prevent suicide and only 10 people are remaining? Like the rest, they've died. That means the group did not work. I remember the tweets I was seeing, the replies where somebody was like, they should call somebody for you guys, they should call FBI or whatnot. It was hilarious. It was very hilarious. Okay, so let's get back to being very personal. Stop peeping into my book, Oreru. Don't make me shout at you. Don't peep into my book. You're cheating. Is this how you cheat in Babcock?
Yeah, I cheated. Oh, fuck me, they don't hear me, guys.
He almost casted himself. Okay, so
that was a lie. I've never cheated in my life. Please, if you are hearing this, I've never cheated in my life.
Okay, so Have you been suicidal before? And if you have been suicidal, how did you get over the phase? Like, what worked for you? This is just like an oak branch for you to like just speak on your story. If you feel comfortable, I should have said that at first. If you feel comfortable talking about it, if you've ever been suicidal, what did you do to not be suicidal, or what did you do to get out of that phase?
Yeah, I'm going to be a bit personal. You get, I'm going to tell you guys the story of my life. Some years ago, a couple of years ago, this time I was suicidal. Life, I felt I was having suicidal thoughts. I don't think I took any action, but I was having suicidal thoughts. At this point, fuck shit. At this point, let me talk and let me give you guys my trauma. At this point, a couple years ago, that was when my mom passed. After my mom passed, exactly, I could not get admission into school. You get all my siblings at school immediately, so I was not like 1 year at home behind. My mom has passed. I was like, I was just listening to The Weeknd. Guy, I tell you, The Weeknd saved my life. All I did was listen to The Weeknd in my room, morning to night, overeating, adding weight. Like, I was fucked at that point. I was fucked. And the funny thing is that, if you know me, you know I'm not a religious person. No. I can't remember last time I've prayed. Yeah, I'm not a religious person. You know? But at that point, you know, I turned to God at that point. Well, I started reading the Bible. So like that's why I don't have any problem with religion, because I understand that it gives you this kind of safety in your heart, this kind of okay, God is watching you, that kind of feeling. So that's why actually the other point when I was like, oh shit, I'm not okay myself. That's why my dad just actually praying, started reading the Bible. For a point in time, that was what kept me going. Therefore, you know, life started getting back to normal, you know, shit started happening, started seeing babes. Yeah, before you know, life went back to normal. Then I abandoned the word of God. Yeah.
But I like that you actually were very honest by saying that the word of God kept you going, because indeed the word of God does keep you going. I don't want to turn this into a religious episode, but like, we'll talk behind the scenes. We should talk behind the scenes. I just wanted you to get a little bit personal, because you know, I just kind of want. I like your response. I'm not saying that I like that you were depressed. God forbid. I don't like that anybody is depressed or suicidal. But I like that God was what saw you through that time, you know, at the end of the day.
Let me bust that bubble. I won't say God is what saw me through. I think it was, is the feeling of believing in God, you know, the feeling of God being by your side. That's what got me through. I won't say that it was God.
But at the end of the day, it's God that got you through.
Let's not argue.
Please, let's not argue, because I'm not about to argue on my podcast. From a religious point of view and from a non-religious point of view, what is your idea of suicide, depression, mental health, and all of those things? So your answer from a religious point of view, what do you think about this? And from a non-religious point of view, what do you think about all of this? You can do one sentence, one word, whatever it is. So from a religious point of view, what's your take
about
on depression, suicide, all of those things?
Okay, from a religious point of view, I think suicide is pretty clear. I think religiously, biblically, suicide is a sin. I think, you know, I've not studied the Bible, I've studied it small, but I think that answer is pretty clear on religious. If you're a Christian, you should not be killing yourself, you know. That's kind of wrong to say. I understand that you might be at that position, but religiously, I'm talking as religiously, fully religious. If you can meet someone that is fully religious, they tell you don't kill yourself, that is a sin. You get, that's for suicide, mental health, go to God. You get. That's what religion offers. Go to, if you are feeling suicidal, go to God. Go to the church. Have your fellowship. Find God. Yeah. From a religious point of view. Non-religious, suicide. I mean, I'll tell you my honest truth. I do not see anything fundamentally wrong with suicide. Yeah. When I mean fundamental in the laws of physics. There's nothing wrong in committing suicide. You might leave pain to everybody around you. Okay, you let pain to everybody around you. But I feel like if somebody gets to that point where they want to commit suicide, like nobody's thinking about what I'm leaving behind, they just want to stop the pain. So non-religiously, if somebody kills themselves, me, I have no qualms with it, because I already understand that for you to get to that level, I understand. You get, I feel like maybe someone could have helped you. Like there are obviously many ways to change it, but I feel like, you know, I have no qualms with it. You did what you had to do. You did what you did. Mental health too, yeah. Support yourself. not religiously, support yourself, you know, educate yourself, read, find groups, what do you call it, support groups, you get that kind of stuff.
Okay, one last question. Are people brave when they kill themselves?
Are people brave when they kill themselves? I would say yes, you know, I would say yes. I would say yes, because I don't know how, like, you know, for you to get to that, I don't even think being brave is the question to be asking, Sha. It's not like, that is actually, but when you get to that, like, I feel like yes, to an extent. So people say that, oh, if you kill yourself, you're a coward, you get. No, people say that, I was a coward, you ran away. But you gonna try it. Gonna try it and see, guy. Gonna try. You know that for you to even go through that kind of shit, like, there's levels to that shit. I've stood on my balcony before and said, let me jump. Like, I jump on this place. No matter how bad it was, like, no, it's scary. It's fucking scary. So I feel like for someone to get to that point, you know that, it wasn't easy. It's never easy.
Yeah, to be honest, and I want to speak on this, the idea of people being brave when they kill themselves. You know, there are two instances, there are two incomes from this. There is, oh, you're very brave for killing yourself, or oh, you're a coward because you couldn't face life. But the honest truth is, personally, I think people that kill themselves, it takes a lot to kill yourself, because you're going to, the pain doesn't matter to you anymore. Imagine you want to commit suicide by jumping, or you want to commit suicide by drowning. Do you know what it is to die by water? And you are determined that you want to, you are finished. I'm so sorry, but that's crazy bravery. Like, because there are people who want to slit their wrists, and then they do it, they realize that they are losing a lot of blood, like the pain, and they quickly go and tell somebody, I tried to, that the person, you know, covers it up. There are other people who, they understand the pain that they're going to get from slitting this their wrist. They are okay with dying that way. It's the drowning that kills me. Do you know what it is to die by water, Orero? Do you know what it is for you to decide that you want to drown intentionally? Water. That's you are brave. I'm so sorry for encouraging this, but you are brave to do that, to see it through, that you leave earth. You're brave. I remember I was talking to one of my friends, alright, and she was saying that she believes that people who kill themselves are really brave, because she has tried. She's a bee. Oh my god, I shouldn't have said her name, but, like, you know, she sees that they are brave, because at the end of the day, it's like, when she tries, it's like she stops, because she cannot go through with the pain. Do you understand? So that's why I asked that, and that's why I kind of wanted to speak about it from my own point of view. And another thing I kind of wanted people to know before we close up this episode is, I think the internet is such a negative place that you see somebody literally about to jump off a cliff, and the first thing you feel to do is to record. I have seen more recordings of people killing themselves. Anyways, when I see, because why I like the internet is, they always give, sometimes some of them, they give trigger warning. They say, oh, suicide, trigger warning, then I skip. The ones that I feel like, oh, I can try and watch, and I've tried to watch, is you see somebody is on a cliff about to jump down. Your first thoughts is to bring out your phone and record it, so that you'll be able to sell it, or so that you have first grade evidence that, oh, I have the person falling down. It's weird. I remember this was like a month ago or 2 months ago. A girl posted a video, a small account. She posted a video of how she saw a woman who was about to jump into Third Mainland Bridge, and she was recording everything. And the people around her were like, what the fuck? Stop recording. Imagine people shouting on you that you're recording, and you still had guts to post the video on Twitter. Your tag was like, hey God, what happened? Why would this lady want to kill herself? People were now quoting it. That, you see, the internet is crazy. People were now quoting the tweets. Say, delete this. As you're quoting it, say, delete it. You're giving it more coverage. You're giving it more audience, saying, okay, you are not inside the person. You are a foolish person for recording this. Delete this. I saw that thing and I do not engage. The best thing for you to do is when you reply the person privately, then it doesn't spread. So people were engaging that tweet that made it spread. They saying this thing will spread, delete it. But you are quoting it and saying delete it. I remember another video that I saw. Okay, it's the same thing. Like someone was about to, the guy was really commenting, saying, "Oh my God, I pray she doesn't jump. Oh my God, but you are recording it. I pray she does not jump." When you could have as well tried to help, to go up, to talk to her, to help her, but you are recording it. Saying, "Oh my God, I pray she jumped." But in you, you want her to jump so that you have that, the recording. So that you will show somebody like, "Oh my God, I was there. I saw it all." Oh my God, I'm getting too personal. I'm actually getting too personal. And that's because I just wanted to put it out there. Like, the internet is such a negative place. People always want to record. People always want to be the first person to have evidence. It's a lot to uncover. It's a lot. Like, if I'm ever in public and you bring out your phone, that's why I would respect Beyonce. You bring out your phone to record me, and me and you are not guys, or you are recording me in a vulnerable situation. Another thing I feel like I don't like, that you might not see to it, is recording your friends when they are down, when they are crying about something that means so much to them, but you're recording it for your own laughs. But that your friend is not a joke. So let's say something happens to your friend, they lose a huge amount of money, or they are vulnerable, they are vomiting, they took something that they weren't supposed to take, but they are vomiting, and it's not, they're not laughing while they're vomiting, they are literally in pain, but you're recording them laughing. You now post it on their birthday, like, "Oh my God, I remember when this happened," but it's not funny to them because they literally were in pain. That's another thing I hate. You carry your phone and you I feel like I'm talking too much. This should be another conversation. This should actually be another topic. It should be another topic. But do you have anything to add to all this that I've said?
If you are feeling down, you should try and reach out. I feel like if you are feeling down, you should try and reach out. You know, even I know reaching out is not easy. You know, you see, I try and reach out. It's over. Okay, you're still going. just try and reach out. I know reaching out is not easy, but try. I mean, I will not judge you. Stephanie might judge you, but me, I will not judge you.
Please, we're going to go on a quick break right now, and we'll be back with another segment. This is the SNM podcast, brought to you by me, the biggest brand, Stephanie Nomombachu. Subscribe, comment, like, rate, share, and follow the podcast. And now back to the motherfucking episode.
Yeah, what's up?
What's your take-home salary after all this that we've said? It could be anything. It doesn't have to do with suicide, because we're trying to move on to a brighter side.
Right, if you're looking for me, you can find me at Twitter, Mr_Ero. Yeah, O-R-E-R. I think that's my take-home salary.
What do you have to offer to the girls that are looking for you?
Nothing. Nothing.
My take-home salary, this very episode, is to be good, and find God. Thank you.
Tell Stephanie to invite me again.
I should invite you again to another podcast? Oh, I will. Like, I've had guests more than once. I will. This is corruption.
Yeah, perfect.
More time is when you hear this, right?
Game time! Are you excited for game time?
Very, very excited. Yay.
How do you think you would do?
Bad. I don't like impromptu.
Okay, so how good are you with years?
Years. Bad at years. I think I'm bad at years. I should be bad at years, yeah.
Please move closer to this microphone, please. Okay, so I'm going to ask you 5 different questions. Mm-hmm. For guess the year this happened. And you have to answer me. So for every question, I owe you sweets. So for every question you get correctly, I owe you sweets. This is the first time I'm going to gift you if you answer correctly. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, the first question. When did Osama bin Laden bomb America, first state in America?
2011. It's not 9/11. What do you mean? It's not 9th of September. It's not 2011.
I said what year?
What year? 2011. Huh?
Yeah.
2009. It's 2009.
No, you've already failed. It's 2001.
Are you fucking serious? What does 9/11 stand for?
September 11. Yes, 11th of September 2001.
Wow, you're not confusing me. I'm sorry.
Second question. When did the Biafran War end? What year did it end?
1943.
Biafran War.
Is Biafra before or after independence? It should be before now.
It's after independence.
Wow. I'll feel everything. Wow.
You've already failed.
I'll feel everything.
Okay. The war ended in 1970.
Are you serious? They were fighting at that point. 1970. Wow. I don't know my history. Wow. I'm sorry.
When did Buhari become the president? The civilian president of Nigeria? Oh, you are doing your calculation. You are doing your calculation. This guy is calculating on his hand. What year?
2014. No, 8 years ago. 2014 now. No, 8 years ago.
He's leaving office next year.
In 2015.
You still failed. Because you said... No. Okay. I'm going to give you that one.
Okay, it's leaving next year. Okay, this year has finished. I forgot.
Okay, the next question that I have for you. What year... Oh, no, that's a very sensitive question. So, what year was the first World War?
World War. It was the first World War One.
What year did it start?
1600s.
Are you a fool?
Wait now. You're disgracing me. You're disgracing me. World War One. 1800s. Guys, it has to be early. Not be that year.
1914.
World War One. 1914. Is that the Germany on the Germany and the, that is World War Two? Which one is now?
No, World War Two is Germany. That's Adolf Hitler.
Which one is now? Yeah, I'm not sure.
That's 1939.
Wow. So within 30 years, there are two World Wars. Wow.
Okay. The last question that I have for you, you have to get this. You have to get this. God, what question should I ask you? Give me a second. I don't know what to ask you, but okay, let's do a quick one. What year did Wizkid and Drake first collab?
First collab, that's One Dance now. And now One Dance was 2013. Yeah.
No.
2014, 2015.
Is it 2015? No, it's not.
Actually, I have no idea.
It's 2016.
When the other side come outside. Was not 2015.
It's 2016. I didn't want that.
When the sounds from the other side come out.
I think that one was 2017. I'm not sure. You failed it all. You're such a you're not a failure in Jesus' name, but wow. Not even one.
It's not that I'm stupid. I'm not just good with years. She asked, this is the worst game I could have played.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Deep Negro Sigh. We are so sorry that we've come to the end of this amazing and entertaining episode. But the good news is I will be here with another guest same day, same time next week. So come back, okay? I love you so much. Bye.